This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Our story today concerns relatively minor changes made to cropland that results in better bird habitat, hence more game birds for hunters. Dr. Joe Barnes is a physician in the north central Kansas town of Smith Center. Joe likes to hunt.
And we've hunted with the same group every year, and my sons, and we kind of get together opening weekend.
Joe bought some farmland on which to hunt pheasant and quail.
I think initially it was farmed, and the beans, there's not much cover after you harvest beans, and the wheat, the stubble is only 6 inches high, so I kind of got frustrated with that.
He thought maybe enrolling some acreage in CRP might be the answer, might provide better cover for the birds.
You know, that's not so good for the local folks because all the farmers are looking for acres, and after a number of years it went back into farmland.
But Joe Barnes repeated that following a conventional crop harvest, the old land is kind of barren, and he wasn't seeing that many game birds to hunt.
Normally after harvest, one of the first things that occurs is immediate burn down with Roundup of anything that's still green. At that point, the wheat's been harvested, and people are starting to see things like weeds starting to grow back up in that field, and all of these things have been historically perceived as bad things.
Meet Tyson Sear. He's a farm bill biologist with Pheasants Forever. He reminds us what that does is eliminate life.
Which those plants are what attracts bugs, which is the beginning of the life cycle for broods of pheasant and quail chicks. By removing that food source, you reduce the chance for success for brooding habitat.
After Barnes had taken the land out of CRP and returned it to cultivation, he established some grass buffers around parcels of the 500-acre farm, hoping to attract game.
The filter strips came about, and then the quail buffers.
These are usually field edge buffers, particularly installed to benefit quail or have water quality benefits.
But results were disappointing. Barnes met with Tyson Sear, who brought good news. He said Barnes could make a difference in the upland bird population without spending any money. Sear suggested making changes to the harvest, leaving a higher stubble, and to delaying chemical applications until later, to increase nest success and brood survival. Dr. Barnes had been reading about a different way of harvesting wheat using a different combine header, what's called a stripper header.
I bought one by auction, so I have a 24-foot stripper header that attached to my tenant's John Deere combine, and he kind of got enthused about using it.
That new header leaves a taller stubble.
You can drive by the fields and it doesn't look like they've been cut because the stubble's still standing.
Tyson Sear evaluated Barnes' land and recommended steps the landowner and his tenant could take to improve habitat for upland game birds. They're planting taller varieties of wheat. At harvest, the stripper header takes only the wheat head and leaves a tall stubble. They're cover cropping into that stubble between cash crops with a beneficial cocktail that shades the soil and reduces evaporation while providing huntable cover for winter months. They're leaving strips of unharvested milo for fall hunting. Sounds like Joe Barnes is beginning to see his efforts at improving bird habitat in the harvested crop fields pay off.
I've really seen the quail numbers increase. I've seen several coveys of quail. I'm not sure about the pheasants. I just haven't seen them this year. I hope they're out there.
Learn more about simple ways to manage cropland while providing better habitat for game birds and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country is a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. On the web at Playa Country, PLAYA, PlayaCountry.org.